Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ing's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time together with Naturally 7 and Let It Be.
Lord, I pray for this day we come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you. Oh,
I'd like to applaud you for taking the next 45 minutes or so out of your busy Sunday to join with myself and others as we connect across the airwaves to commune with the source of all that is God in us as us, the ground of our being, the omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent life that is everywhere present at every point in space and time. So we continue as we go deeper into discovering the 12 faculties within man. We already spoke about Peter, the first disciple that Jesus called forth, followed by his brother strength, Andrew. We recognize that we have to call forth faith and be strengthened in it as we navigate through life. And the sacred text reminds us that the third disciple that Jesus called forth was James. James represents wisdom and good judgment. Throughout Jesus' teachings, he emphasizes the importance of good judgment over and over and over again. James is recognized as that represents wisdom and good judgment, which is found located in the stomach area in the solar plexus. Many of you are familiar with the solar plexus. It's where we refer to sometimes as our second brain. Our first being in our head, the second being in our stomach. It is actually a fact that we have more neurons there, as many neurons there as in our vagus nerve. And it's what creates and sends the signals to our brain regarding what's going on. It's that seat, that area of intuition. We talk about that gut feeling. Or when we're nervous or queasy, we have that sinking feeling in our gut. It's what's giving us the inspiration, the ideas, the knowing, the wisdom, without us even knowing how it's happening. I remember that when I was doing my doctorate and I was having issues with my liver, I knew that I had to change my diet, not just because of my liver, but because I needed to be able to clearly hear the intuitive voice that arose from within. If my gut was dealing with my digestion, and we all know that meat is very heavy to digest, then it was obvious that I would be it would be very hard for me to hear the guidance, the direction, the inspiration, the intuition that arises from my gut. And whilst I went into it willingly at the beginning, about 18 months down the line at Christmas, I decided that I could give myself permission to eat meat. Just for the few days, Christmas and Boxing, what harm could it do? So I thought to myself. Those 2 days I enjoyed meat greatly. But the days following, as I sat in front of my computer, unproductive, sluggish, and unable to think clearly, I recognized, I did this to myself. My greed and need for meat surpassed and supplanted the understanding and the wisdom that I needed from my gut. I promised never to do it again until such time as I had completed. Our gut is where we get our ideas, our inspiration from. It is the seat of James, of good judgment and wisdom. And the thing that most of us understand on one level is that ideas and inspiration arise from within. I think sometimes we overlook where exactly is it arising from. My naturopath is always one that harpers on and bangs on about that if we don't have gut health, we don't have good health anywhere. All health starts in the gut. And as I was reading and researching the other night about this, I came across more articles that supported that theory that she has been telling me for decades now. You see, wisdom, justice, judgment, discrimination, intuition, they all come under the one heading of knowing. And all of these things that are encompassed in the seat of knowing in our gut. So why does Jesus spend so much time emphasizing it? I'm going to share just 2 sacred texts for you this morning. First is John 7:4, and Jesus says, "Do not judge according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgment." The second text is from James 3, and it says, "But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without variance, without hypocrisy." So let us go and examine a little bit deeper why Jesus keeps emphasizing about if we were going to judge righteously. Don't look at appearances. You see, Jesus recognized that we are fond of judging. We are fond of forming opinions, whether they are correct or incorrect, whether they are factual or not. But there is that within us. There is the center within where we can be illumined if we go there first. That wisdom comes from the second brain, the solar plexus area, the seat of our intuition, that area where our subconscious speaks to our conscious, that still small voice we call spirit. Jesus is saying that when we judge, use the wisdom that comes from in. Use the righteous judgment, the understanding of our James faculty within. Stop using our egoic nature to make assessments, to make decisions, to make opinions, but go within and use that. The second quote says from James says that if we were to use that wisdom which is from above, that wisdom of God, that wisdom of spirit, that wisdom that comes from that seat of knowing in our solar plexus, our inspiration, our intuition, our instinct, whatever label you're comfortable with. When we go and operate from that, there is peace, there's a gentleness, there's a way that we show up that is kind and compassionate, that's understanding. It's consistent. There's no variation with it. There's no hypocrisy about it. because we are truly aligning ourselves with the Spirit of God that is in us as us. I love the quote that I shared with you yesterday. They said, it is said that wisdom lies not in seeing things, but seeing through things. That truly is expressing what Jesus was said, that if we are to judge, use right judgment. Use good judgment. Use that disciple. Call forth as he did. Call forth your disciple of wisdom, James, that's in your solar plexus, to guide, to direct, to illuminate. We don't have to struggle. We don't have to fuss. I stated very clearly and boldly in a video I did recently on leadership that when you stay attuned, when you connect and commune with your disciple James that is within the wisdom seat of good judgment, there is a knowing that you don't even know how you knew. There were times when I attuned so directly that God brought me to the right book, the right chapter, the right page for exactly the citation that I needed. When you are connected with your wisdom seat, that seat of good judgment, that seat where you are aligning with the intuitive side of yourself, you have understanding, comprehensions, awareness that you, your ego self, cannot even get your head round. I want to share two stories with you today, two short stories. The first one says, when I was 13, I was in a pet store with my sister when this man walked in, and it suddenly felt like the air in the store had changed. I felt terrified to my core. I immediately grabbed my sister and told her we had to leave right then and there. We walked to meet our mom in the grocery store across the street and finished our shopping. When we finally left the store, the parking lot was flooded with police officers, and there were helicopters above us. Turns out the minute we left the store, the man had attempted to rob the place and even shot the cashier. Ever since then, I've always listened to my gut. My second story. When I was little, my mum always called my intuition your belly buzzer. It was the feeling in the pit of your stomach that something wasn't right. Trust your belly buzzer, she would say. It's a good thing she did, because when I was about 7, I was playing with some friends at recess. This man with a baseball cap walked up to us saying he had lost his puppy and asked if we would go help him look for it. My belly buzzer went crazy and I screamed no. I grabbed my friends and we ran off. Who knows what would have happened if my mum hadn't taught me to trust myself. You see, we're all born with this innate ability to intuit, to listen, to understand that there is something within us that is guiding and directing us. Sometimes it's bred out of us through our upbringing. Other times as adults we consciously choose to ignore it, failing to trust it. And I'm not suggesting for one minute that we only trust our gut. We have been given an innate intelligence between the mind, the heart, and the gut, our seat of wisdom, to use all three in combination to make the decision. But too often we either go with one or the other, as opposed to balancing the three. My beloved, each and every one of us are equipped with the tools necessary for this life. We have allowed ourselves to be distracted by thinking we have to use our finite knowledge, our ego, go by appearances, or what we consider to be rational when making decisions and judgments. But always when we come back to the teaching of the Master Teacher, our Jesus told us that if we were to judge righteously, that we would receive. He says, judge not lest you be judged. Again, a reminder that when we are judging others, it really is us casting an opinion about ourselves and who we are and what we are about. He also says that the judgment that we give will be the judgment that we will get back. And that whatever it is we are judging, it will be turned back, pressed down, in good measure, running over. So let us use our wisdom and our good judgment, not only for what we speak for ourselves, not only for what we believe about ourselves, not only for what we are holding in consciousness about ourselves, but for whole, for everyone, for the whole, for life, for our world, for all that is happening, for all that is going on. My poem is called Almighty Gut Feeling by Lillian Cohan. Almighty gut feeling, how great thou art. Too bad I so ignore thee, my destination star. You speak so very clearly, you want the best for me. Too bad that I ignore thee and don't believe in thee. Almighty gut feeling, the best gift that I've got, wrapped up in love and freedom, directly sent from God. My beloved, the invitation is that no matter where you are on your journey, no matter what you think you've achieved or what you still have yet to achieve, as long as we're living and breathing, we will continuously have experiences and opportunities to truly embrace the I am of our being, to demonstrate the Christ consciousness as Jesus did. As we look to his example, as we follow his teaching, as we embody, embrace, and express that which he taught. Very clearly, we are shown we have to call forth wisdom and good judgment. We have to recognize when we are out of sync with that disciple James. We have to come back to the remembrance and the realization that wisdom and good judgment is right at the center of our being. My Science of Mind reading is entitled Wisdom of the Soul Journey. The first quote comes from Oprah Winfrey, who says, turn your wounds into wisdom. The second quote comes from Ernest Holmes, The Science of Mind. The divine mind is infinite. It contains all knowledge and wisdom. But before it can reveal its secrets, it must have an outlet. This outlet we shall be compelled to supply through our own receptive mentality. The author writes, standing on the stoop of a new moment, the mavericks will realize we did not arrive here unscathed. Like prevailing winds shaping trees along their path, our soul journey has shaped us. Giving and taking are also its currency. This soul journey does patiently recollect the loan of the pristine beauty of our youth, for it has learned from fair Narcissus that this youthful form is not a ready vessel for wisdom. Its last and most precious gift for our travel, this priceless gem fits more readily into a more lived and less youthful form. Without resistance, we may let go of our youthful borrowed beauty, grateful for it, but even more grateful to receive our soul's journey, most ageless treasure, wisdom. Yes, we like to think we get older, we get wiser. And for some that is definitely the case. For others, not so much. Someone once said, wisdom is not wisdom when it is derived from books alone. I believe what we derive from books is knowledge and information. What we do with it, how we embody it, how we experience it, how we allow that intuition and intelligence within to illuminate us further, there, that's wisdom. Our intuition is key. Sharpening, developing it, recognizing it's tied in with our judgment, it's tied in with our discernment, it's tied in with our wisdom. All of them in the seat of our gut. So if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes as we go within. The solar plexus is the color of yellow, the seat of the disciple James, wisdom and good judgment. And softly allow your focus and your attention to be there. So let us be conscious as we go within of our breath, the gentle inhalation, exhalation, the ebbing and flow, the contraction and the expansion. And you can allow your breath to be focused in your belly as you breathe in and out through your gut. As you inhale, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out. Breathe in, this is my breath as I breathe in. Breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out. In, out. In, out. In, out. In, out. In, out. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in deeper. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out slower. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in deeper. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out slower. Deeper. Slower. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in healing. And as you breathe out,
This is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness.
Inhale.
This is my breath as I breathe in healing. My breath as I breathe out forgiveness.
Healing.
Forgiveness. Healing. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in wisdom. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out good judgment. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in wisdom. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out good judgment. Wisdom. Good judgment. Wisdom. Good judgment. Good judgment. Whilst focusing in your solar plexus, affirm for yourself, I am guided by divine wisdom. In every thought, word, and action. Take a moment to remember your word, the word that you are focused on for this year. Did you express and experience your word? Did you align with your word this week? no condemnation or criticism if you forgot. Let's just make a conscious intention to be more aware, to call forth our disciple James, our wisdom and good judgment faculty, to remind us when we're not in alignment with our world, or when we need to become more aware and expressive of our world. Let us be intentional for ourselves for our week ahead, and always we take a moment to see in our mind's eye that which we wish to be, do, have, or experience. Take a deep breath in as we enter into a circle of prayer. Always you're invited to include anything or anyone that's in need of prayer at this time. We know that God is the center who is everywhere and circumference is nowhere. Divine beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. As we consciously come into your presence, Mother, Father, God, asking that you awaken within us our wisdom faculty, that we practice good judgment, that we allow our intuition to illuminate, guide, and direct us as we embody and embrace and align it with our heart and mind. Let us call forth wisdom to direct our lives as Jesus called forth James, as he was walking by the Sea of Galilee. Beloved Mother, Father, God, as we seek to embody and embrace the teachings of our Master Weishoa, let us be emboldened and strengthened in these teachings, in this awareness and these understandings, that we might live the life that we were meant to live, that we might express the allness, the fullness, the wholeness that is your spirit within us as us. O divine beloved, let us be emboldened, let us be strengthened, let us be illumined by that wisdom that comes from within. There is so much that is happening in our world, that at times we seem overwhelmed or bogged down by it all. Let us again call forth our James faculty to judge with righteous judgment, with good judgment, to see beyond appearances and see a world that works for everyone. To see a world where there is no inequality, where there are no injustices, where greed and the love of power no longer exist, where everyone has enough to eat, shelter, and free to be themselves. Let us use good judgment to see a world that we want to live in and that we want for our children and our children's children. A world for future generations that is supportive, cooperative, loving, and peace-filled. Divine beloved, grounded being, source of all that is, for every situation and condition that's happening, all the things that we're experiencing by others in this world before COVID, and those that are experiencing the effects of COVID, for our leaders, those that govern us. Lord, we ask for this wisdom that we have been speaking to this morning to be awakened within them. We ask for their James faculty to come to the fore, that they may govern with wisdom and good judgment, that we may look to have a healing for our world, to balance out the inequalities, the injustices, so that we have a world that works for everyone. Beloved Mother, Father, God, I know there is so much more that I need to ask for, but I know even beyond what I say, speak, or want, you already know our needs. You already know what we have need of even before we have need of it. So I simply surrender everything and everyone to you. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever, ever grateful. It is. So it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as I move the phone to our, I've got to do the movement prayer first. Stretch your hands towards the sky and wiggle your fingers and affirm. I open myself to life all around me. Cross your hands, palms down over your heart and affirm. I am one with love and all that love is. Bring your hands together as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm. I speak only words of health and wholeness. Drop your hands to your sides, palms open, and affirm. I give thanks for all good things flowing to me. Bend your elbows. Make small circles with your wrists. And affirm, I release and let go, and so it is. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phones for our Science of Mind affirmation and Buddhist meditation. Repeat after me. May we share the gift of wisdom.
May we share the gift of wisdom
freely with others, and use them well for ourselves, Our Buddhist meditations. If anyone has hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word, or deed,
Knowingly or unknowingly, word or deed.
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed,
Knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed.
I forgive the past and close the door. I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I accept myself and I am free.
I accept myself and I am free.
May I feel protected and safe.
May I feel protected and safe.
Contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May I be happy.
May I be happy.
May I be peaceful.
May I be peaceful.
May I be free.
May I be free.
May my friends be happy.
May my friends be happy.
May they be peaceful. May they be free.
May they be free.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
May all beings be happy.
May all beings be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
Our prayer of intention, I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Our rumination, our Rumi quote for the week, seek the wisdom that will untie your knot. Seek the path that demands your whole being. My beloveds, as we come towards the close of our Sunday Soul today, I invite you to join me on Thursday for our midweek top-up, our 10-minute prayers on Thursday. My closing benediction. May you go into the world with assurance, trust and promise that the grace of the word of life stirs up within you, that the love of the source of life embrace you, and the transforming power of the breath of life help, strengthen and surprise you this day and all your days. My closing song is one of my tingling songs. It's by Vertical Worship featuring Heather Headley, entitled Yes, I Will. Enjoy.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Heather Headley and vertical worship, yes, I will. The loves, I wish you a very happy Sunday. Look forward to joining you on Thursday. Until, peace and blessings.